107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We're going to be telling you what's been happening at Birch and Wine for Fridays for the month of August. It is lots of fun. Joining us once again in studio is Rebecca Northern. And for the first time in studio, we have Bruce Horak here. And we've got lots of fun happening at Birch and Wine. Good morning to both of you.
Good
welcome.
Morning.
I'm singing too.
Oh, I'm telling you.
It's the whole package
harmonizing.
This morning. Rebecca, good to see you again. Bruce, lovely to meet you for the first time because we chatted about you last time. You have just gotten back from a Star Trek convention.
It's
is that right?
Lies. It's all lies.
No. What?
It's true. I was in Las Vegas last weekend for the Star Trek convention.
Wow. What was that like?
Huge. It's an enormous event. There were more guests this year than ever. And just meeting fans, chatting folks up, getting hugs, signing autographs. It was a lot of fun.
Why were you there? Just because you're a fan of Star Trek?
No, Rebecca. I happened to play Chief Engineer Hemmer on season one of Star Trek Strange New Worlds.
What?
Yeah.
And thank you, Rebecca. I was going to ask that.
I just wanted to be cheeky. I like to pretend I don't know the careers of my co-performers.
Because you two have worked together so often, particularly for Goblin Macbeth and more.
Yes.
Bruce and I met the summer of 1995.
'95.
Doing Shakespeare in the Park in Calgary, Alberta. And we've just never stopped.
Yeah, we just keep creating shows. I can't say what number Goblin Macbeth is of the number of shows that we've created.
Yeah, fair enough. So you two have worked so often, so many shows, and you're working together, if you will, for what's happening Friday nights at Birch and Wine.
Improv comedy.
Improv, 8 o'clock.
At Birch and Wine. It's not Birch and Wine. It's Birch and Wine. Although I continue to have that debate with people in the community. I say, come see us at Birch and Wine. And everyone goes, Birch and Wine.
So it's a potato, tomato.
Potato, potato.
Just make sure you're there. But what happens Friday evenings? Tell us what's going on there.
What can we say? I think the only agreement we have made is that we will not discuss the show beforehand. Usually with a show like this, we would get together half hour before and write out a set list of games and ideas and like a running order, but we're not doing that.
Well, we can say we've had two shows. Yes. They were both very full, including people we don't know and aren't related to.
Hooray.
So that feels very successful. The more strangers, the better. What we hope is that the strangers force out the people that we know, because we can see them at dinner parties. Please come and squash our friends out of a seat.
But it's complete improv. It is
totally improvised.
We don't know what's happening when we go into the evening.
Well, all we did the last two shows... Kevin and I did the first one. Bruce and Kevin did the second one. We asked for the name of a character and a location. That was it. And on the first evening, well, Kevin and I improvised a one-act play, didn't
we?
Sure did. What did you guys do? I wasn't there.
We did the first major act of a one-act play, and then we came back.
And then
from
you,
permission.
No one wanted to see the
and
rest.
And then we asked, "Do you guys want to see any more of this?" And there was a sort of a collective, "No,
we're good.
We're good with that."
So it's also
we kind of wrapped it up. Really.
Did you, or were they just done with you? It's democratic theater. Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be great if at the end of intermission at every show, actors were like, "What do you guys think? You want to see more?"
No.
No, Chuck, something please. Different. Anyway, that's what we do. We put control in the hands of the audience.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. We're so lucky to be having this in Stratford for Friday evenings at Birch and Wine. And again, they're located at 14 Milton Street, and that's in the old Bradshaw buildings right on the lower level. And we've had two shows. Now, there's the three of you collectively. It's Bruce, Rebecca, and Kevin, but not all appearing at the same time. Is that fair to say?
No, we contractually, we cannot appear, the three of us, at the same time.
The last time the three of us appeared collectively, there was a fist fight.
There was. Yeah.
It's how Bruce lost his eye.
The room will just not allow that. Oh, my goodness.
No.
Oh,
wow. You're not going to get a straight answer.
So for this Friday, who can we expect?
Bruce and I.
All right.
Yeah. Fantastic. And have we ever done an improv duo together? Kevin and I have done a lot. Have you?
You and I can't say that we have.
Ever?
Wow. Could this be groundbreaking?
See, you've heard it here.
This Friday night at Birch and Wine, groundbreaking entertainment
at its finest.
That you can say, please stop, you can, whenever you need to.
Well, last week we actually encouraged the audience to just ask questions during the show. We just said, we started the show saying,
raise your hand.
Any questions, and then just shout a question out if you ever.
But it sounds like
nobody was bold enough.
But it sounds like the crowds have been great, and you've been having a fun time with this. So this is Friday evenings. It gets underway at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's cash only at the door. It's super old school. So bring your money. And the other thing is we pass the little basket, but we don't do it until halfway through. So if you hated the first half,
you could just
sneak away. We're such bad business people.
We're terrible.
Oh, my God.
We're encouraging poor behavior.
It's just $20, again, cash only. And I do like these sort of the tagline in terms of sip wine, nibble snacks, make suggestions, and laugh. That's what it's all about.
That's our goal. That's what we're doing. I don't know what the audience is doing.
Is there a dress code for the show?
Pants.
No gowns.
Oh, no gowns. No, it's casual. No gowns. This is, I mean, honestly, this is your chance to like sneak. You're a local, so sneak away from the touristy area and come and hang out with us.
And that's the great thing, because you mentioned that to last time we were chatting, Rebecca. This is, you know, it's local. It's local actors, so it's all a great community feel on this.
It's true. We pay taxes here.
That's right.
So again, you're not going to want to miss it. So it's coming up this Friday, and Friday's continuing for the month of August.
The whole month of August.
Got it.
All right. And we'll share all the details available on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. It's improv comedy. We're so lucky to have this in Stratford on a weekly basis. Friday nights at Birch and Wynn. Birch and Wynn.
Oh, there we go. Birch and Wine.
At Birch and Wine every Friday in August. It starts at 8 o'clock. And again, have some fun with that. Bruce Horak and Rebecca Northern, thanks so much. And have a great show Friday.
Thank you.
Break a leg.